fresh from a studio and into another studio.
Good morning!
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Even more Cooper and Luke.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hello, welcome to the Big Breakfast Bite Size. Happy Thursday to you. I actually can't wait for you to listen to a particular part of the show today where we had a guy on who was so nice. He was on Greedy Guts, and I've never seen such a reaction on texts and WhatsApps from people who just wanted to hear more of him. He was just a really nice, humble dude. Oh, his name fucking escapes me now. What was his name again? Matthew. Matthew was his name. Really nice guy. So I actually kind of want to just shut up and let you listen to it. But it's so nice when you get someone on who is just really just salt of the earth type of dude. He's a care. I'm not going to talk about it anymore because you're going to hear it. But it must be difficult to be like Matthew on the radio with us, because I kind of think of it like, you know, you call in or you text in and then we bring you on air. It's kind of like doing, like, you're pushed out in front of a stage and kind of told, all right, there you go, there's lots of people listening, dance. So when someone like Matthew comes along, it's really, really nice. Speaking of things that are really, really nice, have you seen the flipping weather? Sunshine, lads. Oh, I was outside El Fresco. Had me El Sandwich. Delighted with life. I was walking past the, what is it, before George's Arcade, and there was a ad being shot for On Post. And it was a huge production. There was multiple like cranes and jigs and screens, a load of actors, and it was all in the outside part of one of the pubs there that were all the outside seating. And it had Angela Scanlon in it, right? You know that presenter with the red hair? She is walking, let's say, one, two, three, maybe like 7 steps from one of the seats to the camera. So 1, 2, 3, yeah, 7, about 7 steps. And she says a line, right? So I'm watching this because you can't walk by. They stop you. You're not allowed to walk by. You can't walk through the ad, which is annoying. And I'm just kind of watching. I'm curious. And she does her lines. She's like, and then they get cut. And then that was it. So they go back and they do it again and again and again. And I flipping went to Dunn's, got me sandwich, came back, and they were still doing the same take of her going, I cut. All that effort, all that work, all those makeup artists, all the production designers, all the extras, closing off the road, sound, lighting, cameras, and it's literally just... I can't wait to see the ad. They obviously are going to cut, like, I presume she's walking through the street and she's saying loads of cool stuff, and they cut between different landmarks. That's going to look cool, I'd say. I'm just presuming that's what they're going to do. I don't know. But just to imagine, you know, oh, Jesus, she's going to be shooting an ad for On Post. What are you doing? Oh, I'm saying... I'm just saying it like that because I didn't actually hear what you said. All right, enough of me. Enjoy the best bits. You should skip ahead, really, to Greedy Guts, because the first hour of the show is just me talking about eating peanut butter. Go on, good luck, bye.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Good morning.
So, I'm teasing myself at the moment, right now. And I don't know why I'm doing it. But I have a lovely big jar here of smooth peanut butter from the foodie market. And it says here, all the ingredients are just 100% peanuts, right? So I was delighted when I found that. Again, not an ad for whoever the food market is, or the foodie market. But when I found it, I was like, oh, grand, because there's none of that crap. You know, they're always saying palm oil is bad and all this other stuff that they add to, like, the other peanut butters. So I was like, oh, brilliant. I'm on a health buzz. I have this app that you put all your stuff into and it tells you what you can eat. I'd definitely be able to eat this. So I bought it without checking the app, obviously, because, hey, why not? And I put it in there 10 minutes ago at the start of the show, and it bloody lit up red and said, no, you're not allowed to have that. Well, it actually said you can have that, but you can't have anything else that has any fat in it. Apparently, it's got loads of fat in it. I'm absolutely raging. So what I've been doing since then is I have been smelling it. Oh, God. You see, I have holidays in about 3 weeks, you see, so I'm on the health bus. But apparently, it has like 25 grams of fat, and I'm only allowed to have like 60 grams of fat or something like that in the whole day. So if I eat this, yeah, 66. So if I eat this, I have only 41 grams of fat left. Sure, you get that out of other things. So I'm just gonna Oh, it smells nice though. Oh, stop.
What? Does anybody have any tips? What if I... Ah, right. What if... This might work. What if I use a tiny amount, right? Like really thinly spread it on me toast and have a vanilla banana on it. Is that enough or is that going to put me in the red as well?
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Eagle-eyed Sherry, save tonight because tomorrow he's gone. He's got like a day trip thing happening. It's the Big Breakfast, 6:21. Thank you for the words of encouragement from Julie has said, have the flippin' peanut butter with your toast and banana. A small bit of anything works, I say. And then there was a, where was the other text? Eat the effing peanut butter. And then Olivia says, just eat the peanut butter, life's too short. So, okay, if you missed the peanut butter chat, oh, it was brilliant. So essentially, I've bought peanut butter and I can't eat it because my app has told me I'm not allowed, there's too much fat in it. But, right? I found a loophole. So, if we look at the bleeding app, which is ruining my life because it's telling me what I can do, it's like a missus. It says, right, if you have 50 grams of this thing, it has 312 calories and 25 grams of fat, right? Now, I'm not good at maths, but 50 grams, right? There is apparently, where is the bleeding thing on the side of this thing? There's 450 grams in this entire tub, okay? So if I go like 1, 2, 3, like, I'm not going to have 50 grams. I'm only going to have like 10. Because, do you know what I mean? Like, the app thinks I'm about to eat 50 grams of this thing, but if I only eat a little bit, it lowers everything down. Huh? Boom! So, thank you for that advice, but now it's going to work. My own solution is going to work. So I'm going to play this bleeding song, and I'm going to go to the kitchen, I'm going to make myself some toast. First time I've had peanut butter in a month. Here's Wild Youth making me dance. Oh, delight now.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Hey there, Max. She's sweet, but she's also a psycho. 707 on 98FM. So, new music time. Westlife, yeah? They came back with a bang. What was it? 2 months ago, maybe? A bit more? And they said, look, we're going to do a load of gigs. And we got this new song. It's written by Ed Sheeran. And everybody was delirious. Look, we play it on 98FM. It's not a bad song, actually, at all. It's very Ed Sheeran-y. But that's not a bad thing either. So they said, well, what are we going to do now? And they went again. So this one is co-written by Ed Sheeran. I'll give you a listen to it, right? I'll play a snippet and I won't talk at all, right? It's called Better Man. And that was the Game of Thrones theme, so I'm just going to get rid of that. Here we go. To be fair, the Game of Thrones theme is slightly better. How do you lose your only plan? Well, darling, just give me one more chance. And I'll give you everything I have. I'll try to be a better man. What do you think? I think I have a... new songs to me take a while to kind of warm. I warm up to them. Do you know what I mean? So maybe if I go again. How do you lose your only plan? Well, darling, just give me one more chance. No, it's still bad. 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's just a little lazy to me. That's all. I feel like that would be sang at a GAA club in Letterkenny at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, how am I gonna go ahead? We'll see. Maybe it's a grower, not a shower. Keeping your head up now, it's Birdie on 98FM, 9 minutes after 7 on a Thursday. Good morning.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Massive, massive night for, picture this, 3 arena last night, sold out. Was it 5 nights in a row, I think? Incredible. One of their the people that they've chosen to support them on this mental journey is one of my favourite people at the moment, Lewis Capaldi. He's got that song that we play, Someone You Loved, and he's just so funny. If you haven't followed him on Instagram, I've heard a lot of people saying, oh, you follow him on Instagram. Just do it. He's flipping brilliant. It doesn't sound like anybody who's been like trained at all in the media. He just sounds like a normal, he sounds like Calvin Harris, back when Calvin Harris wasn't trying really, really hard to be good looking and cool. Have a listen to him talk about how his song is in the global Spotify chart.
My song, Someone You Loved, is number 45 in Spotify's global top 50 songs. That's the 45th most streamed song in the world on Spotify. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it. I'm sick of telling you. Thanks.
That's just a small bit, like the way he talked. Just do it. Just effing do it. Ryan Hennessy from Picture This tweeted him there 2 days ago, and he said, "I hope you're ready for Five Nights in the Three Arena, my son." And Lewis says, "Effing right I am, son. Coppers, and that is a fact." And then some unknown DJ said, "Lads, we can all get some gold cards for Lewis Capaldi." Lewis Capaldi already has one. He says, "I don't eff about, mate."
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Five questions, €500.
It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Yes, it is. Greedy Guts. Easiest way to win cash on the radio between the hours of 8 and 9. So what this is five questions and possibility of winning €500. So who are we chatting to? Oh, Matthew.
Yeah, how are you doing? How is yourself?
I'm grand, Matthew. How are you?
Yeah, good, good, good.
Now, we had a person who works in admin in the Children's Hospital, and you now work in the HSE, so we've got loads of people mad into that.
Yeah. I work a home care assistant, so like I've worked now over a year, so I work with 6 to 7 different clients, and it's all different symptoms from dementia to Alzheimer's to Parkinson's. So it's, you know, I mean, I love my job anyway.
Yeah, my mum does the exact same thing. She has a load of clients, and she goes over to their houses and helps them out. So fair play to you, Matthew. I know what you do. All right, well, let's try and reward you.
Yeah, hopefully at all. I just said take it easy on me.
I know, stop. Well, look, the good news is it's just me here on me tot, so there's no one to stop me from giving you clues.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I'm going to myself. I don't want to be a dummy and get the first one. I'm going to go, please, be just that little bit easier.
That does happen. It does happen, though. Okay, Matthew, five questions, €500. Get one wrong,
and I'm gone.
€25.
Hopefully not. Hopefully you're not gone. So, were you listening to the show, like, I don't know, 20 minutes ago?
I've actually only got into the car, so
oh,
I did.
No.
I only got into the car about
5 days. You're gone. Well, maybe you might know this anyway. Which band began a 5-night run in the Three Arena last night?
That would have been the... I only heard it at all.
Would you want me to give you a clue?
Yeah, give us a clue.
The first name of the artist is Picture.
Say that again, sorry.
Picture. The band.
Picture this.
Oh, thank God. I was literally about to hit the timer.
Sorry, button. I owed you. Sorry. Picture this.
Matthew, come on, man. We can do this.
I'm just panicking here. That's all. I just wanted to go over to 25.
Oh, no. Well, you did. You did, right? Just. You've won €25, Matthew. You can continue on for 50, or you could literally take that cash, which I don't know. Maybe you might.
Listen, I have to continue on.
Okay.
€50.
If Mother's Day is this weekend, a lot of people just freaked out there and went, oh, it's this weekend.
Yeah.
What month is Father's Day?
Father's Day is in June.
Yes!
I had to think about that, Jesus. I have 3 kids myself. If I didn't know that, I would have been.
Oh my God, yeah. There is no Father's Day. What are you talking about?
Oh, do you know what I mean? And like, here's the other thing with Mother's Day as well. Come on. I always say to
That's
myself,
very true.
I love me ma, and do you know what I mean? But...
Well, Matthew, congratulations. You have won €50 on the radio, and the next question is worth €100. What would you like to do, do you think?
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm absolutely panicking. I'm sweating.
I think you'd be all right, Matthew. I think you'd be grand.
The way I look at it at all is that €50 can get, do you know what I mean, the wife, and it would get, you know what I mean, even the mother or something as well from the kids. So the way I look at it at all, I'll take €50 and run.
Matthew, normally I would say grand and I'd push the win button. But let me ask you a separate question. Do you follow the football?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Well, then go for the next
question. I'm actually a football referee. Do you know what I mean?
Go for the next question, so, Matthew. Trust me, I mind you.
It's a football question, is it?
I can't say. I'm just saying go for it. Come on, Matthew.
Right, go on. You're not getting me into it now. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Casey just tuned in. We're talking to Matthew, who works in the HSE. He's from Skerries, and he's got three kids and a wife. He's awfully nervous.
I actually am. I know. I'm telling you now, I've never been this.
Good. Shows you're alive. Matthew, the question for €100 is, what were protesters throwing on the pitch during the Ireland versus Georgia match?
Oh, thank God you actually gave me that. Tennis balls as well.
Matthew.
Yes!
Oh my God, I was waiting for something. Well, I tell you, out of the Russian league or something.
We wouldn't do that to you. Now, you've after doubling your money. So you were delighted to take that 50. You've after making double that, and you've €100. Now, the next question is worth €250.
Do you know what? I listen, I'm after going. I'm happy with that now. I'm after doubling my money. That's the mother sorted, and then that's the wife sorted with the kids. So listen, and it's a little bit for myself as well. So I have a little bit left. So €100 is a lot of money at all to me. And I'm happy at all just to say, take it and go.
Yeah!
Matthew, after warming the cockles of me heart now, I'm not going to lie to you. Fair play to you, man. You've won €100 on 90 out of FM's Greedy Cuts.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Now, go take a blood pressure test and maybe chill out for a while.
Oh, my God. And look, this is the other thing as well, is that last night I was only doing... It was an interleague game. It was under-16s, and it was DDSL against the NEC from Demi Navin down that way. And top-class game. I've never been so nervous in my life, and I do all games all the time all over Ireland. So I've never been so nervous.
Matthew, thank you for listening. Fair play to you. Go to have a cup of tea.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks very much.
See you, Matthew. Bye-bye.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
God, lads. Could he be any nicer? All right, let's get a throwback on from James. This is Sit Down. And also, if you've ever wanted to present a breakfast show on 98 FM with me, you want to stick around for the next couple of minutes. It's 8:15. Happy Thursday. I sing myself to
sleep. 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Hosier. Sweet music on 98 FM. It's 8:40. So you want to be a breakfast presenter? Well, first things first, producer Suze has to deal with breakfast presenters and has done for the past...
A long time, yeah.
A couple of years. Is there a common trait between us all? Is there a denominator, like...
You're all morning people, so that's good. Yeah, happy in the morning.
Why are you lying? You know I'm not.
Don't want to get you into trouble.
That's true.
Is there a common theme? You're all a bit mad, to be honest.
A little bit.
Yeah. You all have your certain quirks.
I would say the same about on-air producers.
Oh, yeah.
But this is all the stuff you're going to learn if ever you you come on air with me on Monday. So what we'd like to do is offer somebody the chance to just do 2 hours on this show with me, because Cooper's off. He's after doing his back in. So, hey, let's replace him for one day.
And if you're good enough, maybe forever. No, we wouldn't do that.
If you have a strong back, you're in with a chance.
Yeah.
Christine is here. She is mad to present.
Me. Luke, I'd like to try and do the morning show with you. Let me know. You know who it is. Carpool Christine.
Oh, I do. I know who it is. Prolific and full of confidence and very, very funny. Yeah, you're in with a shot. This person we've actually had on the show before.
Hi, Luke. Irene is here. Remember me? We were driving truck together. And you said I was so chatty. I should do radio show.
I did.
Maybe this is my chance. Hi. Yeah. Bye.
I remember, yeah, for my 30, we drove a truck together and you nearly crashed into a wall. It was great fun. The video is on our Instagram, actually. This is mean because Sophie is very cute.
This is Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
If my mommy and daddy let me have a day off school, I would love to be on the radio, please.
Bribing me with the cuteness.
Does she want a day off school or does she actually want to come in here?
Where would you learn more, Suze?
Oh, I don't know. It's tough.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
There's loads in here. A lot of students as well. A lot of people just getting out of college and looking to get some actual experience, which...
my God, is so important. You can keep coming in. We're actually going to come back to this tomorrow and make a decision tomorrow and ring somebody who is going to present with me on Monday tomorrow morning around the same time, about 8:30. Also, by the way, if you know someone who would love to, tell them, let them know. 0877 98
98 98. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
10 to 9 now. When I was growing up, one of the first car chases I ever saw was from the movie Bullet. It had Steve McQueen in it and he drove a green Mustang and it was fantastic. There was no music, it was just the sound of the engine. It was, I think it's like 8 minutes long through the streets of San Francisco. If you know what I'm talking about, you definitely know it. If you don't, your producer sues.
Maybe.
Non-notion.
No, I've never seen it.
No.
I'm sure it's a nice car.
It is lovely. And it's a. It's one of those... one of the best car chases. So to celebrate that happening, Mustang, the Bullet version by Ford, has come out and is now on sale in Ireland. So you can actually buy a Bullet Mustang, the new one. And they asked me, would I like to have it for a week? And I said, nah, busy.
Yeah, right.
I took it straight off them and I brought producer Suze with me.
What an experience.
What?
Yeah. I love that you're doing 98FM motoring. I get a crash course in cars.
Yes.
Probably not the right phrase to use for that, but yeah. I'm getting all the fancy cars. It's great.
They are very fancy. So we sat in and immediately Sue started recording. Just can't believe that amount of power is available on the roads in Ireland. And weirdly enough, you asked, your first question was actually, again, on the nose.
Yeah, we're nervous driving them, being like, oh, what if I ding it or bump it?
Initially, yeah. But then
you get used to the feel of it.
It is very scary, like pulling out of the Ford and Rialto and you're like, ah, oh, please don't.
Yeah,
please.
It was a tight squeeze and then you're going into traffic and narrow roads and it's very precious.
It's very big.
Yeah.
But it definitely eclipses, because we did the same thing in a Tesla, on a 130,000 Euro car, and we got more looks in this Mustang than we did in the Tesla, didn't we?
Well, the Mustang's way more impressive looking.
That's true.
Like, the Tesla feels great, but the Mustang, now that's a good looking car.
Look at you getting into cars. I'm so proud of you.
And it was so depressing having to get into my Corolla then after a day in that.
Oh, that's terrible. And then we went for eggs in the Phoenix Park.
Yeah.
What was that place called?
Farmly.
If Farmly are listening, you need to improve your eggs.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
They're very dry.
Ew.
What? They're dry. There's nothing wrong with saying that. So look out for the video on 98FM for the review of the Mustang, hopefully featuring Suzanne Brennan.
98FM.
The sound.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
I don't like the look of the Mr. Machine today.
Why not?
Look at it. It's that green stuff on the side.
Yeah, it's vibrating a little bit there.
Oh, thought you had it set to vibrate.
Georgie, would you like to do the honours?
Your thing.
Just don't touch it too closely.
Oh, hey.
Little pink envelope just popped out here. Oh. This one is called Romance or Nonsense. Now, if you're looking for a date on the internet, but you have certain things you want in your new potential partner, you could go to specific dating sites. They cater for a lot of things. Like, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you could have a look on a Game of Thrones dating site.
Or dress up as them all and do stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, yeah.
So, on the internet, it caters for all tastes.
Cool.
So, the Mr. Machine has given me a list of actual dating websites with some made-up ones there in between. And you have to figure out whether it's romance or just nonsense.
Let's do it then. Ladies first.
Ladies first. Okay. Georgie, what do you think of this one? Germaphobe guys and girls, disinfect before you connect.
Oh, God.
I feel like that's real. That has to be real.
People are germaphobes, though, aren't they?
Like, some people. Absolutely.
And you'd both have to be, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Couldn't do a lot of stuff.
Oh, what do you think? You're going for real?
I'm going for real.
It's nonsense.
Oh.
It's weird.
Gap in the market, though.
I'd sign up to that.
All the germaphobes are like, what's that? What? WWW? Okay, Luke.
Yes, hello.
Marry me already for daters who just want something serious.
As opposed to okay, casual. Okay, so a non-casual date. I don't know. Yeah, maybe some people really want to get married, so they'd be like, "I'm not messing around with this."
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then it's true. It's a yeah. That happens. That's okay.
It's romance. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So if you don't want to go through all the crap that you have to do on the other dating sites, go to Marry Me already.
Why get to know her? Yeah.
Find your next wife.
Just marry her straight away.
Georgie. Mullet passions. Business up front and party in the back.
Oh no.
Sue, stop with the voice. You're killing me.
I'm selling it to you.
You really are.
Yeah.
Nonsense. Nonsense.
It's romance.
Oh, it's America, I presume.
If you're into mullets, get on Mullet Passions. It is American, yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Have you ever met an Irish person with mullet? No.
No.
Luke. Oh, you have. She has.
Ugly schmucks for those who value personality over appearance.
Right. Well, let's first is first. Personality very important.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
No point. In just relying on one thing. So I'd like to think that's probably true though, because people are mean. People are mean in general.
It is true.
Yes, romance. Knew it. People are not nice.
Okay. Finally, final one.
Okay.
X-Files. Choose your next date based on how hot their ex is.
Oh, that's so twisted.
That is so weird.
So twisted.
Is it weird enough to be true?
Are we both answering?
It's a good gauge on how to see what they're up to, what their type is, you know?
It's a good concept.
All right, what do you think?
But it's weird. I'm going to say it's true.
I say romance as well. Yeah, I think it's true.
You're both wrong.
Oh, what the hell?
Another gap in the market.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
All right. So Angelina Jolie, because of the success of Captain Marvel, with Brie Larson, being the first female-led superhero movie. Looks like they're giving Angelina Jolie a go. So she's going to be in The Eternals, which is about how people like Thanos in those Avenger movies came to be, I think. She's going to be the main role in it. Dun. I'm so sick of talking about Marvel movies, if I'm honest with you. But they're just everywhere. I can't stop. And I'm kind of interested to see what she'd be like because Captain Marvel was so good. So yeah, defo, 100% into that. From that to, well, I have to talk about this as well, don't I? Here we go. Yeah. Closer and closer. Game of Thrones. So they're really pulling out all the stops now. There's been a documentary, a year in the making, being made about the, I suppose what it's like to work as an actor on Game of Thrones. So the new season comes there 15th of April, only around the corner, lads, only around the corner. They're going to be six feature-length episodes, right? And the documentary is coming out after. So it's going to be called The Last Watch. So it's a 2-hour feature. Oh my God, amazing. Documenting, you know, the final season and what went into keeping all those secrets. I'm sure they had to sign contracts. Like if they broke, they'd be killed, like actually killed by a dragon. So really looking forward to that. Shot over the span of a year and follows, you know, basically all that they went through. That's going to be really interesting. Down with that. And finally, I'll give you a bit of new music, shall I? Westlife. They had that song written by Ed Sheeran, Hello My Love. It's all right. You know, we play it a lot. It's good. It's a good song. They have a new one now, which comes out tomorrow, and it's called Better Man. Do you want to have a listen?
Here you go. How do you lose your only plan? Well, darling, just give me one more chance, and I'll give you everything I have. I'll try to be a better man.
I'm not sure. Not sure on that one at the moment. Like I said earlier, I think it's a grower, not a shower, so to speak.
How do you lose your only plan?
It's more we go side to side in this.
And I'll give you everything I have.
You know,
try to be a better man.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.